Om Shanti. So you heard the song. It meant mine is only one Shiv Baba and no one else. This has been a popular song for quite a few years. And just as in bhakti, we used to sing a lot of things, but doing hardly anything. Same thing, sometimes the sanskar continue in jnana also. That we sing, we know theoretically, we understand, sometimes we churn also, and give lectures also. But problem is, we are not able to implement what we have been speaking. Or in other words, we have knowledge, but we are not embodiment of knowledge. We all love Baba, but knowledge, love and faith in Baba is number wise, percentage. And that's why what has happened is because of our past sanskars of body consciousness and materialism, we had been taking a lot of support from material things. To that extent that we become dependent on them. Taking, using material means is good. Using modern means, science, technology, and means of comfort is good. But we have to see that we don't start depending on them. That's a bad thing, to depend on them, material things. So if we see ourselves before Jnana, how much we were depending on other things. And so it takes a while to change our sanskars. First and foremost, we are so much dependent on this body. And we are, to that extent, body conscious, attached to the body. And if something goes wrong with the body, the mind and our stage fluctuates. Suppose if the body is sick or had accident or anything, we, being body conscious, we take support, doctors, nurses, medicine, food, and worried about that. This is right or not? Think all the time. This is what helped me or not helped me all the time. Thinking about it. So there is no balance of taking care of the body and yet being detached from the body. And that's where Baba's knowledge helps us to check ourselves. Because today also Baba was emphasizing again and again, remain introvert. Check yourself. So we have to see how far we are reminding ourselves or in that soul conscious stage. And looking after the body, but not totally dependent on body or body conscious or attached to the body. So on one hand we have to be knowledgeful how to take care of the body. On one hand we have to be loving our body and not don't care. But at the same time, we have to see that we are not worried and we are not suffering. So second thing, we have been taking support of our relations right from our birth. We take support from parents, friends, teachers, guides, our role model, everything. So support or cooperation is good. But we have to see we are not dependent on them. Whenever there is difficulty, check ourselves. Am I remembering my relatives and friends? Or am I remembering Baba? Because if I had deep love for Baba, then naturally the first person I should remember would be Baba, isn't it? Rather than friends, relatives, doctors, nurses, etc. So, bodily relations, we were dependent on them on one hand. No, we have been talking about freedom and independence. But we forget we are dependent on so many things. Then we are having desires to have possessions. And not only desire to have possessions, but sometimes we depend on our possessions, especially nowadays, in the Western world, everybody would have car. So if there is one day car not available or out of order, then what happens? Say, no car today, no car today, what am I going to do? So we become like helpless people without car or motorbike or push bike or whichever vehicle we are depending on. And then also not only dependent, but we become attached, no? Nobody should touch my car, nobody should scratch my car. Sometimes we are more hurt by scratch on the car than scratch on the body. So we have to see that we use them, as Baba is saying, use science and technology for your benefit and for the service. But if we don't have them, we should not think, oh, I don't have nice car, or oh, somebody's car is better than the mine, and having negative thoughts, waste thoughts, worrying about that. Then we depend a lot on electricity nowadays. And if there is no electricity, everything shuts down. So that's where we have to see, yes, it's good to have electricity, fans, air conditioner, heaters, all these means of comfort. But we have to see that if it is not there, we should not have trouble. And that's why Baba is telling us to prepare ourselves, because a time will come when there will be no electricity. That's why Baba says, no, for the last moments, with all this unavailable, you should have everything. Downstairs we are having solar one project, India one project or solar project. So that in the end, when there is no electricity, we will have our electricity. Or most of us, we were told to keep candles and battery operated torches, etc. in our house, so that in emergency we have got something. So that's, we had to be comfortable, but not dependent on anything. Then, means of comfort. My room, my bed, my mattress, or I need only this sort of a mattress, or this sort of a pillow, or, so, mind, possessiveness. And depending on that, that unless I'm in my room, I can't sleep. Unless I'm in my bed, I can't sleep. So sometimes we become dependent on those means of comfort. Also, we start depending on our position, taking support of our position. That I want to be in charge, manager, director, or in charge of whatever department. So that's where all these titles are given to run company and whatever activities properly. But it's not that if I haven't got position, I'm frustrated or depressed, or if I didn't get chance to be in charge, that I start fighting or something. Because that sort of a thing is having that desire. And then if the desires are not fulfilled, then we become frustrated, upset about it. So that's what our stage of the mind comes down, because we are dependent on that. Name, fame, position, appreciation. No, if there is no appreciation, we are not inspired to do service. So that is also depending. The people should appreciate. They should say, wow, you have done wonderful. If anybody points out our weakness, then we become frustrated or hopeless or lose our self-esteem and all. So that's what our stage should not depend on appreciation or name, fame, position. Service also, we start depending on words, that I should get chance to do service. Somebody should give me chance. And if I'm not given chance to serve through words, then I feel unhappy. So that's also depending, that I should be given chance of service or in service also, we start depending on pictures and slides and projector and PowerPoints and all sorts of material things. So those are good to give jnana, all this material means. But we should not say, oh, how can I do service? This is not available or that is not available. And if I don't do service because something is not available, it means I am dependent on that. And as we know, in the early stages, how they were doing service, they didn't have even the center for doing service. No, they used to do service in the park or river bank or on the ocean's beach and just sit in yoga and leading yoga to some other Brahman and then start talking and giving jnana. So the thing is, means are good, but I have to see that I'm not dependent on that. That without that, I can't do service. Even for meditation, we also take support of music and lighting and atmosphere and quiet atmosphere. And some people say, oh, I can't meditate when people are coming and going and making noise or something. So it's good to maintain quiet and peaceful atmosphere. But if I say I'm not able to do my meditation because of this or that or music or lighting or sound of the music is very loud or it's all not subtle music or something. So I should not be dependent. Take support but not dependent. So not only we are dependent on our family but friends and other human beings. Because as soon as we are in trouble, what we start thinking about, who is going to help me? So we run first to our friends, then relatives, then contacts, then IPs, run around here and there to receive their help. But am I taking help from Baba? Do I first remember Baba? So more I have faith in Baba, I'll first go to Baba. And that's what we have seen is in the past, whenever there is a difficult situation, opposition in Baba's service or opposition in taking jnana, because as you know in the early history of jnana in India, there was so much opposition from family. And what helped them to continue jnana was their faith in Baba. Even if there was so much torture from family members, husband or father or whoever was the boss in the house, they followed principles and carried on listening to Murali. And that's how they survived. Jnana, yoga and faith. They carried on in spite of all the torture. Now in the difficult time of service, also we've seen that Brahmins, when there has been problem, what they have done is have a yoga patti. To give you example, in 70s when Dadi and Didi both were there and we were having program, big mela Indali, both Didi Dadi were in Delhi for inauguration of big function and Mela and March and everything. And we were given one government ground, a red fort. And there are two big grounds in Delhi, Ramlila ground and red fort. Now the rule of the government is, if any dignitary is coming and Prime Minister wants to hoist that gathering welcome ceremony in that ground, even if they have given that ground, agreed to give us for 1 year ago, but if there is emergency, they will cancel our program and they conduct that government program. So we had fully prepared Mela, or it was nearly ready. 70-80% was ready. And couple of days before, in the newspaper came that Indira Gandhi wants to welcome Russian President Yeltsin in that ground, Red Fort. So that was announced in the newspaper. We came to know through newspaper that our ground will be not available, and we had done already 70-80% work. So Brahman did two things. Didi and Dadi were there, so she said, come on, let's have yoga patti. At the same time, the karma yogis started preparing the ground still at a fast rate. And at the same time, Brijmohan Bhai and Asha Ben and all those Delhi main brothers and sisters started running to ministers or whatever VIPs they could contact to say that please spare their ground and do it in Ramlila ground. So appeal went, everybody said we can't do anything, only Mrs. Indira Gandhi can do anything. So you had to approach Mrs. Gandhi. And so they went to secretary and gave our application that we have already prepared so much and please you can conduct your program in Ramlila now. And Mrs. Gandhi sent her people to check how much preparation was going on and how much they need to really shift it to Ramlila ground. And when they came, the opening model was of goddess. And there were so many hundreds of Brahmins working in the ground. So the secretary said, now if we demolish that goddess's model, that's inauspicious in India. No, if any idol is derooted, it is inauspicious. And secondly, so many Brahmins. If we are going to do something against what they are doing, election time is coming near, and we may not get votes from Brahmins, Brahma Kumaris, Kumaris. So they changed the venue, and within 2 days they announced, because of Brahma Kumaris' swear in Red Fort Khan, Indira Gandhi is going to hoist the program in Ramlila ground. So we had free publicity. And everything went well. What I mean is, whenever we have any trouble, if we are taking support of Baba through yoga, power and faith, then it helps. The second incident I remember is recently in Raipur, MP or Chhattisgarh, we were having a big program with 10 for 50,000 people and all. And in the morning, everything was done, no tent and everything, because big programs in India are done in a tent. And so they had built all the tent and everything, and in the morning, the forecast, weather forecast is, this evening there will be heavy rain and storm in Raipur. So, the sisters in center were very, very yogi. They said, okay, it doesn't matter. We all will have sit in meditation from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the evening. So they prepared their stage and everything before that, and they had powerful yoga bhakti 5 to 6 p.m. And what happened? It rained and stormed in other part of Raipur, but not where they were having that program. So we have seen many times, that nature also helps us when we have that yoga power. So more we have faith in Baba and take support of Baba. We know Baba is almighty. We know Baba is Karan Karamanhar. But what happens when we are in trouble? We first remember all different people. Baba comes last. Like bhakti also, no? In bhakti also what we used to do is, if nobody can help, then we would go to, oh God, please help me. Same thing here also. Sometimes we run around here and there, and ultimately that, we remember Baba. But just as Baba many times in the Murli says, say my Baba and you will receive help. So what we need to develop is full faith in Baba and deep love for Baba. More we have love for Baba, more we are going to remember Him. And more we remember Him and take His support, He will always support us. And that's where we have to see that I have to give up I, me and mine. Because otherwise, you know, what we are used to do is take our own responsibility. We are so much used to take our own responsibility, so we try to avoid to take help from Baba. Our sanskars of independence come in the wrong way, that we don't take support of Jnana or Yoga or Srimat or Baba, but we think, okay, I can do everything, anything. I must help myself. And that's where we have to see that we need to have this discerning power, where to take help, whose help to take. So more we become spiritual. Because as today Baba also had nowadays he has been emphasizing, remind yourself you are a soul. So more we are soul conscious, and then we will be able to change everything. Because then our drishti, attitude, our actions, everything will change. Because knowledge we have that I am a soul. But how far I am maintaining that soul consciousness? And how far I have become spiritual? Because we had to change from materialistic to spiritual, from body conscious to soul conscious. Because when we were body conscious, we were taking support of physical organs for our entertainment. That is, we used to think, okay, enjoy music. Now we have to see is enjoying music not for the sake of music, but because it's wording of love for Baba. And then we used to take support of sense organs of ears, in the sense we used to enjoy listening to gossip, listening to the news of all people and world and Brahman family, etc. And that's where I have to see whether I am enjoying Jnana and Baba's Murli more than all this gossip or not. So sometimes we think, oh, Baba's Murli is boring, Sakar Murli is boring. But worldly news, gossip, it's entertaining, you know. We spend so much time and waste on knowing what's happening here and there and with this person and that person. And music. So that's where our means of entertainment also should be changed now. Otherwise we were relying on entertainment. No? You say, oh, 5 days I've been working hard. I must have holiday on weekend, I must go here and there and socialize. And now that's what we used to do before Jnana, socialize and go to movie and go to restaurant and all sorts of things. Are we still continuing the same thing with Brahman family rather than Laukic family? Is this the means of our entertainment, socializing? Or when I have time, do I have Jnana chit-chat with Brahman family, workshop, or enjoy Saturday, Sunday bhattis or at the center? So that's where I have to see that I have to now totally be Jnani and spiritual. Because otherwise our entertainment was music, food, movies or concerts, and swimming, surfing, whatever we had, socializing. So now we had to spiritualize everything, rather than touring around the world. We had to see that we are touring in three worlds. Otherwise there was a desire, okay, let me go to the new country or new city and see this place and that place. And so we had to see that we are now changing our everything to spiritual means, Jnana, and take so much support from Jnana that we really enjoy listening to Murli, churning Murli, having introversion, checking ourselves and changing ourselves, checking and changing. And yoga also, because otherwise our entertainment was music or food. Now we should be blissful with yoga experimentation. So more we have love for Baba, what we will do is we take support of Baba, Gyan and Yoga, and we find that Baba, when we take support from Baba or we rely on Baba, Baba is definitely going to help us. Now, what I find is when we are not relying on human being, then somehow or other, nowadays Badadi has prepared one card. Why worry? I'm here to help you. So that sort of a thing, no? When we have this awareness that Baba is there to help us, we don't worry. Now my own experience, because in 1972, I toured around Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania, three countries, about 12 cities in each country. And at that time, there was no center, no BK, no Laukik relatives. Then Baba was the only support, because my aim was to tour around and give Baba's message in different countries or cities. And because I had this faith in Baba, and Baba was there to help in different ways, because the Laukik people who were religious, from one contact, they were helping me to travel from one city to another city. Somebody will come and pick me up from another city, and they will take me around to do the service, organize program, help in contacting media, etc. So, without any Brahman support, it was mainly Baba who helped me. Otherwise, before Gyan, I was so much protected that even when I went for my medical interview, my cousin was there with me, or wherever I used to go to new place, somebody would accompany me. And after Gyan, Baba's help was such that I traveled many countries by myself without having any Brahman or any center or previous contact, because we did contact different organizations even when I traveled in New Zealand, Fiji in 75-76. There were no Brahmans, but somehow or other Baba was there to help. To that extent, when I went to New Zealand first, I landed in Auckland around midnight. And one of the organizations said, okay, you take city terminus bus, come to the city, and at terminus, somebody will come to pick me up. So I took city terminus bus, arrived at city terminus in the city. Nobody was there to pick me up at 1 o'clock. And everybody who was there in the bus, they took some taxi or friends and they went. And even the building was closed. So I was on the street. New country in the midnight. So I just took taxi. And unfortunately, the address that I had of that ashram was of the city office. So when I went to that address, there was a big gate, locked everything. No one there. So the taxi driver was good. He said, okay, let's go to the telephone booth. And rang the ashram. They said, oh, our ashram is 8 kilometers away at different place. And you come by taxi over there. So I went there. And unfortunately, that building had fire, no lighting, nothing. And I had to share room with one New Zealand sister, who, and as you know, in the West, no, nobody likes to share the room with somebody, and especially a spiritual person. And she was smoking marijuana and all, and she couldn't smoke in the room because I was there. So, but Baba's help was there. And then, on Sunday lecture, some of the Indians were there in the lecture in the temple. They said, oh, okay, come our home while you are staying so far away from the city. Come and we will organize your program and all sorts of things. So, once I got good contact, they started arranging lectures everywhere. So I see that more we have faith in Baba and take support from Baba, Baba is always there to help. And many Brahmins, as you might have heard and seen, you know, how much Baba helps them in that emergency, accidents, or in not tsunami also. When one sister was in that tsunami, and she was up to here in water, and she said, my Baba. And she found that when the water receded, there were 4 ladies around. Out of that, 3 died. She was the only one alive. So there are so many accidents and earthquakes and volcano and everything where Baba's children, by having yoga at that time, they are safe and protected. So the thing is, we will be having problems, situation all the time. But in those situations, I have to see that I remember Baba and have the faith that whatever will happen will be good. Because sometimes if we don't have faith in drama or knowledge, then we start worrying, what will happen, how will it happen, what will I do, how will I do, no. But if we say, okay, Baba, then Baba touches the intellect of people and they are cooperative and helping us. So that's why we have to see that we take mainly support of Baba. We have to check ourselves. Am I taking support of Baba or am I depending on human beings? And that's where we have to see more we start depending on Baba and take his help, we will be definitely successful. And that's why I have to see whether I have deep love for one Baba or is my heart amongst many things and many people. Because more our heart is divided amongst people, less we will get help from Baba. So whether it is material possession, human beings, material things, we have to see that we are not, we using them, but not depending on them. We are not taking full support from them. So that's, it's very essential to see that we are considering Baba as our world, small world, one Baba and me. So on one hand, one Baba and me. On other hand, the whole entire world is our brother's unlimited family. So more we have friendship with Baba, companionship with Baba, feeling combined with Baba, we'll find that we will feel Master Almighty. We will have experience of being Master Almighty, and that will help us to be successful in all tasks. More we are spiritual, we will not have that desire to have material wealth and material possessions. Om Shanti. So let us have meditation.